In this module, we're going to look at capital gains tax, which is that the tax that we pay on the sale of some assets. Before we look at the computations for capital gains tax, I want to give you a quick introduction to what capital gains tax actually covers. A capital gains tax computation is required if and only if there is a chargeable disposal by a chargeable person of a chargeable asset, and we'll look more in depth at what each of these is over the coming few slides. So, what is a chargeable disposal? Chargeable disposal is the sale of an asset or part thereof, and we'll look at occasions where part of assets may be sold in later modules. The gift of an asset or part of an asset, the exchange of an asset or part of an asset, and the loss or destruction of an asset or part of an asset. If we gift an asset, then we deem the proceeds to be the market value of that asset at the time. And if we look at loss or destruction of an asset, then the proceeds are likely to be nothing or the insurance payout on that. I should also say that it's not a disposal if the owner dies or it's gifted to a charity. So that's the first part. We said that a computation is needed if there's a chargeable disposal. So we know what chargeable disposals are now by a chargeable person. So what is a chargeable person? Quite simply, a chargeable person is either an individual or a company. We won't deal with companies in this unit. We'll deal with that in a later module. We'll only be dealing with individuals here. The individuals need to be a resident in the UK when the, well, if they're a resident in the UK in the year that they dispose of the asset, then they pay capital gains tax on their worldwide gains. If they're not a UK resident, they only pay capital gains tax on UK property. So if they're not a UK resident and they don't have UK, it's not UK property, then they'll have no capital gains tax. But mostly we'll be dealing with in our businesses UK residents with UK disposals. So that's a chargeable disposal by a chargeable person of a chargeable asset. So what's a chargeable asset? Well, everything is a chargeable asset. Every asset is a chargeable asset except their principal private residence, and we'll look at this more later. So your house is not a chargeable asset. Some gilts and some corporate bonds, loan notes, or might know them as debentures, are not an asset. Wasting chattels, and we'll look more at wasting chattels in later units, but in essence, a wasting chattel is some kind of tangible asset with a life expectancy of no more than 50 years. So one of the regular examples that's used of a wasting asset is a racehorse. So there's no capital gains tax paid on waste horse, racehorses or other animals indeed. Again, we'll look at this one later. Some other chattels, remember, chattels are tangible, movable property, depending on the price of both the purchase and the sale. This gets a bit more complicated, so we'll look at this specifically in a later module. National savings and investments, and premium bonds. So we can sell and exchange these without being a chargeable asset. Shares held in an ISA. Cash, either UK cash or foreign currency. Medals awarded. So these are only medals that you've been awarded. If they've been purchased, then that becomes a chargeable asset. But if you've been awarded them, then it's not a chargeable asset. Neither are betting or lottery winners, winnings or compensation for any wrong or injury that you've suffered. And also private motor cars, some private motor cars, including vintage cars. And we'll look at that in a later module also. So now that you understand what is what capital gains taxes are charged on and by, then in the next module we'll look at how we actually calculate those charges.